الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. وقال تعالى: ألف لام ميم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are in this dunya, all of us, the whole people of the dunya, Muslims, non-Muslims, all of us, and we face challenges all the time. Halat and challenges come to every person. Perhaps every person wishes, my life must go, no problems, must just go smoothly one way. But that is not going to happen in dunya. Like Allah's planning, that in this dunya, the people that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, the people who have been most tested in this dunya are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And of them, of all, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So, and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, sakarat, end of his life. So, this is, in the dunya, this is going to happen. So, this we have to accept that it is. To understand that, two examples. One is to say the couple of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, living a very smooth and nice life. No problems among themselves, everything nicely. So the wife told the husband, let us go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She wanted a divorce. Divorce? We're living such a nice life and we're living so well. You want a divorce? So she insisted. As they were going, he kicked his leg against something, stumbled, he fell. She said, now no problem, let's go home, everything is in order. He said, now I don't understand. So she said that people whom Allah don't love, they don't have problems in their lives. But whom Allah has got for our loves, problems come in their lives. So I was thinking that, are you a munafiq or what? That is just everything going so smoothly. So we shouldn't be so worried of the problems and challenges. Everyone has got some problem, some challenge. It comes into our lives. And Allah Ta'ala, whom He loves, He brings the results of our actions soon. And whom He does not love, Allah leaves it, and then He takes a person to task suddenly, which is very, very dangerous. Like, for example, if you are not getting your electricity bill, your water bill, your utility bill, and you are happy, my bill is not coming, so I'm all right. But when it will come, then you'll see that how it comes also. So Allah Ta'ala, when He brings this halat and conditions, we should understand. Another example to understand, that a person wish to live in this life like every one of us, completely free, no problems, no challenges whatsoever. And he also had heard that Khidr alayhi salam, who we call Khidr, that he is mustajabu da'wat, his du'as are all accepted. So he said, if I meet him, I'll ask him to make a du'a for me. He met, and also it is a common amongst the people that Khidr alayhi salam hasn't got this thumb bone. He hasn't got that. So therefore, many people, when make salam, that you make salam once and you press yeah. It is said from those people who think that make sure is this not Khidr alayhi salam. If he is, let me ask him for dua. So if he hasn't got that bone, it is him. Let me ask him for dua. So anyway, he met Khidr alayhi salam. And then he told him, I want you to make dua that I must live a life, no worry, not a moment, any sorrow, any grief, just grief, just happy I am all the time. So he said, that is not possible in the dunya. However, I can make this dua for you, that you find somebody who you think is the person who is how you want to be. And I'll make dua for you, you become like him. But to make this dua that you don't have any grief, any sorrow, any sadness in this world, that is not going to be possible. So he said, okay, make some time, meeting place, when he'll meet him again. So he saw somebody in his shop, very busy person, selling goods, and oh, very, very businessman, he's really coining it. So he must be really very happy. So he asked him, so he said, I am very happy, but only my son is getting married, and I want a shop for him also. So I'm in that worry all this time that I have to get a shop for him. So he said, oh, this man is not like that. He's also got his worries. He saw another person that he was in his office, air conditioned, all, with today's all computers, so to say, every theory thing. And just at the click of a button, every button, everything is there for him. So he said, this person must be really very happy. So, but let me ask him. So he asked him, so he said, I am, but every month my salary, I'm just so much short, sir. If I get so much more, then my problems will be solved. I will be happy. So he said, no, this man is also not happy. So he saw many other such people. So finally he saw a person living like in a huge mansion, a palace. And all people around him, his children, workers, whatever you can think, all the pleasure and enjoyment and fun. So he said, yeah, I don't even have to ask him. He's 100%, he is now, there can't be a person more happier than him. But just let me make sure, other people also I saw, then I realized they were not so happy. So he asked him, so he told him, don't waste your time here, you just go and do your work. So he insisted, why you want to know what my condition, whether I'm a happy person? He said, because I want Khadir alayhi salam to make dua. He said, in that case, let me tell you then what my condition is. So he says that, whatever you see here, such so rosy and everything, whatever you can think of is here. But don't be fooled by that. Because, he says, my wife had become ill. She became so ill that she was about to lose her life. And we loved each other very, very much. And we are very loyal also to one another. So she told me that now I'm dying. And you're still young. You're going to get married again. And we had promised also we won't. If anyone dies, we won't. The other one won't get married. So he promised her. But she said, no, I can't accept it. You will get married. So he said that if you want to, I'll castrate myself also. Remove my private part, so then there's no question of another marriage. And they loved the head and that, and he had it done. Allah shan, she got better. And more better than before. And her desires, they were also now more greater. And now he has a husband, he could do absolutely nothing. So he says, this is my condition. All my children also, you see, I know they are our workers' children. They're not my children. So I am the worst in the world. What I'm going through, you can't even imagine. Don't ever think of making a dua that you want to become like me. My condition is so bad. So what it means that everyone has got their problems, and also another lesson, like there are many lessons to take, don't ever see the outside condition of people and think that these people are very well. Especially with the non-believers, how they seem to be living it up, but inside is a different story. There are many people who know also, if you go into the lives of these people who are right in the, whether they are sports people, great sports people, whether they in the film industry, whether they in other things, outward they all say their life seems so glamorous. But inside what their lives are, totally a mess and totally rotten. And of course, we as Muslims, we don't think only of the dunya. The real life, the eternal life is the akhirat, what is going to be there. So we should never be fooled with these things. Anyway, so everyone is going to have challenges. And they are going to come in our lives. Now what is very important for us to diagnose them, identify them. What are those problems? And then the solutions. That is more important. What are the correct solutions to all these problems that we have? So in identifying them and diagnosing them, we have to see that whether this is first, whether it is punishment from Allah Ta'ala, it could be a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, and or it could be that Allah Ta'ala is putting a test for us. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it's not the punishments that were, there were no punishments. It was the tests that were on them. And they recognized it as a test, and they knew it is from the examiner, it is from Allah Ta'ala, Allah is testing us. And they, so to say, they studied the subject matter so well, their yaqeen was so strong, that everything is in the hands of Allah, Allah is testing us, whether it was the battle of Ahzab, whether it was the battle of Hunain, they went through almost every battle, the battle of Badr, all this, what test they, and they recognized. That was for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in fact, when they saw the enemy coming, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what we have been promised. And it increased them in their iman. They became more stronger. So they understood that. So if it is a test from Allah Ta'ala, or they are those people whom Allah Ta'ala has fixed a certain high position in Jannah. With their amal, they did not reach that position. So then Allah puts halat also, conditions on those people. And when those conditions come, they make sabr, they accept it happily also. They go through what is. And because of the sabr they make, Allah gives them then those high positions. And this test can come within ourselves, illnesses, problems, or it comes in our children, people around us. We see now they are suffering. It affects us. We are also suffering together with them. Together with that, it comes, or it comes in form of financial matters. Our finances are going haywire. We haven't got money. We are owing too many people, etc. Or it comes in the form of fights and arguments. Now this fight with this person, fight with that person, all are coming. So these halat and conditions do come. So it's a test from Allah Ta'ala, or Allah has fixed a high position for a person and he has to reach there. So Allah is bringing those conditions on him. They are warnings from Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it's not yet the punishment, it's a warning. We have done wrong and it's a warning, a wake-up call for us. So that also, if we take heed, if your alarm rings and you wake up and you put it off, it's off. But you put it on snooze, it's going to again after 10 minutes or whatever you have set it, reminds you again and again. So if we don't, this warning calls also come from Allah Ta'ala, how we handle them, whether we correct ourselves, fix ourselves up, or whether we just leave it like that, and then again it comes. Now it comes in a different way. So it could be that, or it is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, and even if it is a punishment, Allahu Akbar, our deen is such, nobody has to despair. There is no loser, really. If we are attached with deen, there is no loser. Even if it is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, you still can, and we all must still come out winners. We don't have to despair and think that, no, this is now a punishment from Allah and I'm finished. No, there is a way out also. So now, how to recognize and identify whether this is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, a disguised form, halat, conditions, difficulties, or whether it is a ni'mat, a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, ni'mat, or is it a ni'mat? How are we going to recognize and see the difference? For that, two little examples, hopefully, which will make us understand. One is, a crook gets hold of you, a thug, a robber, he stabs you with a knife, he cuts your stomach open or something, and when that happens, you'll go to the police, you'll report him, get a case done against him. If the law is not taking its course properly, you'll get private detectives, private people to investigate the matter, and you want to take revenge from him, you have got your enmity against him, and you are not happy at all with what has happened. On the other hand, you have got some illness, you admit yourself in the hospital, you go yourself, and they diagnose you, and they say an operation has to be done, and you have to sign for the operation. Now they are going to cut you up also. That crook was also cutting you. Now they also going to cut you. But with the crook, you want to take action against him. Yeah, you are signing also. And you're going to pay them also, and a good exorbitant amount also. And in spite of that, you're going to tell doctor, thank you, jazakallah also. And perhaps you'll even want to give him a little present for cutting you up. So outwardly it might seem the same, but the attitudes are completely different. Similarly, a person might, for example, whatever his doings were, and he lands up in a jail. Now that also the condition of a person in a jail or in any other such situation which is unpleasant to him completely. Now he's in such a condition. Or you might land yourself up also because of some conditions in, like for example, a hospital and a private clinic where all the care and facilities are there. Or perhaps even you were put that you have to go for a detoxing, cleansing, and you go to a resort and you are there in a resort. One side you could be in a jail, one side you could be in a resort. What the great difference between the two. But the halat and outward conditions for both were the same. One put you in a jail, one put you into a resort. So all this, now how do we recognize it? So after this example, the one is when these conditions come on us. That is, the person, he feels it's from Allah. Allah has decreed it and I'm happy with Allah. Physically, my body, I will feel the pain. I will go through everything. But spiritually, inside, it's from Allah. Allah wants me to be like this. I'm happy with that. If that is the case, if that attitude is there, that it is from Allah, Allah knows my condition, I have to turn to Allah, I have to beg Him for His help, then that is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Though at that time, it's outwardly, you are going through halat and you are going through conditions, but you realize it's a ni'mat, and this, for a period it might be. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was ill. It is said, different riwayat, up to 19 years that he was ill. And in that procedure, everyone left him. His family, his followers, everyone. His wife was one that was loyal to him. She used to come and she should treat him, etc. But after 19 years, Allah returned everything again. More wealth than before. And he was so wealthy, Allah Ta'ala had made him. Health, Allah Ta'ala has restored. And he went through this whole period for us to go through one day or one night like that. It is beyond us. When these difficult conditions come, we can't imagine it for a little while also. But they all, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkatul Mukarrama, for so long he went through this period. In Madinatul Munawwara, outwardly it eased for a little while, it seemed. But then it became also, the Munafiqeen were there, the Jews were there, the enemies from outside. So these halat were there. But the yaqeen was, Allah's help is with me. And where did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel it the most? Like for example, when he did not say insha'Allah, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْنَ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. So that when he forgot to say, and he had stopped for a period, between 15 days it is said, to more longer period, that was very hard when that connection with Allah. So if in these halat, a person is going closer to Allah, he's making more namaz. How many people reformed completely when these conditions came on them? How many became tahajjud guzar? Tahajjud guzar. How many started keeping rozas almost all the time? Mostly they were just keeping rozas. Halat came, they knew the solution is from Allah Ta'ala. So they went more towards Allah Ta'ala. And bodily, outwardly, you'd go through that difficulty. But inside, in your heart, you are at ease. And even in that, you are asking for afiyat, for well-being. And continuously, we must ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being. So one is that when a person is inclining towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in that, when you incline towards Allah also, even if it isn't like you're getting enjoyment out of it, even without enjoyment, but what Allah has commanded you to do, you are doing. And on the other hand, if it is the other side, and we are not taking heed, then we are going now we give up namaz also. We are not making namaz also. And now we all the things we are becoming lax also, and even wrong words are coming on our tongue, etc., that I followed on deen so much, what did I get from it? Na'uzubillah, Allah protect us all. So that is then like an azab. But even for that person, he is not a loser. If he also, easily for him to come back on track also. No matter what conditions we went through, and we went through all these halat, and even this wrong thought, and we went away from deen. We did not practice upon deen. We went in a different lifestyle, etc. All that person has to do is tawbah and istighfar. Allah is that Rabb, Allahu Akbar, that He has kept Tawbah and Istighfar. He is Ghafoor, He is Ghafoorul Rahim, He is Ghafoorul Wadood. He loves to forgive. When He forgives, He showers His love on the person whom He has forgiven. After committing all the evil we had done, you ask for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala makes you His beloved again. Immediately, as Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, has said that, for example, in a gathering like this now, and a person realizes, I must make Tawbah. So don't wait for iftari time, duas are readily accepted. Don't wait for tahajjud time. Don't wait for 27 night. No. Immediately, at that time, make your tawbah. Just as we are sitting here, a person sincerely makes his tawbah. As soon as he has made his tawbah, that person, Allah puts the crown of wilayat. He's the wali of Allah. Allah puts it on his head immediately. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is so merciful. You made your sincere tawbah of whatever it might be. For example, outward little one example, you weren't keeping a beard. Or not sunnat beard, it was just little bit you kept just on the chin, or just a French beard, a pencil line, or not a full line, whatever it was, it wasn't proper sunnat beard. But you made tawbah, though your beard hasn't grown, it's not going to grow immediately. But you are out of that guna of shaving your beard. As soon as you have made tawbah, you are out of it. Whatever other guna you are involved in interest business. Now you made tawbah. Now at that time you have resolved. I'm not going to do anymore. All your transactions which are there, when you'll go now, you are in etikaf. After etikaf, I'll sort it out. Or from here, I'll try and sort it out, cancel it. But you have determined, I'm not going to do it. You're out of that guna. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. And immediately, Allah Ta'ala forgives you and makes you His wali also. So for every person, even if it is an adab of Allah Ta'ala, and it is for that reason that in our lives, when lives are carrying on, and we must encourage all our family, everyone, that we must keep contact with deen. And deen is an abstract thing. So the people of deen, whether it is through Jamaat line, whether it is through Khanqa line, whether it is through the ulama, whether it is through the imam of our masjid, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that if you are in such a place where you see nobody lack of deen, keep in touch with the muazzin. Though we might think that the muazzin, he hasn't also got much deen, we might think like that. But there are many muazzins, and the fazilat of a muazzin is very... But even if outwardly he's not, but he is a person who's calling people five times for namaz. In that environment where you see no one else, what must be his position? In the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king. So in that condition where you don't see anyone else who's got deen, just that muazzin who's being paid for it, but that he's giving adhan and he's calling people to Allah, just you keep your contact with him, that will also build you. So it's very important, so that if this a person hits this rock bottom and he feels that now my iman also is gone. At that time, if we had contact with people of deen, they will tell us, they will give us the right advice. That make tawbah, istighfar, go to Allah. And at such times, a person, even just outwardly, whatever his words are, Allah shows his mercy to that person. And Allah's mercy comes pouring on that person. So when halat come on us, one is that we see that what is it a ni'mat of Allah in this halat of mine? Is it really a ni'mat, a blessing of Allah in disguise? Or is it a punishment from Allah Ta'ala? So whether it was that Allah Ta'ala is testing us, whether He has fixed a high position for us, whether it is a punishment, whether it is a warning, whether it is that Allah Ta'ala just wants us to come back on track again, a wake-up call, we identify. Then the solution to the problems, which is very, very important also. One is the solution of outside Islam, which unfortunately we are also exposed to it. That we go to doing the wrong things when we have these problems. Like for example, even amongst our people we have them. Then you go to a witchcraft doctor, go to some sangoma, etc. Go to other people in many things. Going to funny places. When a person becomes desperate, then whatever anyone tells him, whatever he can get on, he wants to try and solve his problem. So that is totally out. Then within us also, and the people of dunya also, Muslims, non-Muslims also, there are many legal ways also. Medical problem, we go to a doctor, we go to hospital, etc. Legal problem, we go to a lawyer, we go to the courts, we sort out our things also. That is also one way of sorting out our things. Then, of course, the more higher and the actual thing is that when a person, and again, if we have contact with deen, with the people of deen, etc., then we will realize that everything and our yaqeen, even if we just sat in jamaat programs now and then also, or just even we heard the ilan, or even jamaat that just came to our door, they will also be always telling us everything is in the hands of Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah is the sole doer. Allah is the only doer. So if we had that, now we click on that now we go to Allah Ta'ala. And we turn to Allah Ta'ala for His help. But if we had no contact with this, then we'll go to the wrong people for advice also. And definitely they will give us the wrong advice also. So now if we come and we come to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then we realize that these asbab, they are 100%, the causes of them also are with this asbab, and the solution also. It's also when the asbab, you go to a doctor, you go for an operation, you go for treatment, you go for therapy, etc., whatever the other things are. But the real solution, you make your contact with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And really, that is why Allah has given us this great month of Ramadan, and now we are in the last ashara, just about to start, and this great ibadat and great amal of i'tikaf, which really means seclusion. So really, if we get here secluded, and we turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what all of us know, unfortunately, with the cell phone, there is no seclusion. You are still in contact with everyone. How many of us perhaps will have our whole house or on the cell phone? And we can go to any part of the house and see, whether we are thousands of kilometers away, we can see the whole house, what is happening. Our businesses are there, we are watching everything. So where is that seclusion? Seclusion meant really that we must connect with Allah, and only with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who will do this, just 10 days, 9 nights, 10 days, and only with Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, also, we don't talk around with people, mix around unnecessarily, and we are just with our Quran Sharif, our du'as, our tilawat, our durood sharif, all the time. Every person, definitely you will feel that nuraniyat in you. And now that you have connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this way, this will be the solution to all our problems. So these problems that come, so when we have identified now, whether it is a ni'mat from Allah, and I must just make sabr, and I must be firm on my deen. Whether it is a ni'mat, a punishment, a warning from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah wants to get me back on track also, and also a punishment which comes in this world. In that sense also, it is also a ni'mat, because the punishment of the year after cannot be imagined. whom Allah Ta'ala loves, He gives them their difficulties and hardships in this dunya. And many, many people, we feel pity for them also, but they are being cleansed all the time. And when the maut comes, and all this, no matter what difficulty it looked like they were going through, it appears like absolutely nothing. And they are gone through, and they are gone by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And what enjoyment Allah gives them, they forget all their difficulty, maybe stretched over years also, but they forget it immediately. A beautiful explanation is given of that, that Allah asked Malakul Maut, that did you ever feel sorry for any person when you took his ruh? So he said, yes, on one occasion, were you like surprised and what the condition of that person was, and you like felt sorry for the person? He said, on one occasion, one person who was a true believer, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, and his maut came, and at that time he wanted to drink water, and he had water by his bedside. It was just a matter of taking the glass and drinking it. And when he wanted to, the glass fell, and he died without drinking that water. So I was surprised that he's a wali of Allah, and this desire of just ordinary water he did not get also. The other, he said, was a time when a non-believer who spent his whole life in kufr, shirk, he wanted to eat a specific type of fish. And that fish was not in the waters where he lived. Far away in some other part of the world, there was that fish. And the intizam was made, the arrangement was made, that fish was caught, it was brought here, it was cooked, he ate it, and then he died. So for a believer, a wali of Allah, a glass of water which is at his bedside, he did not have it. And for the enemy of Allah, that fish which from so far, and he got that fish and he ate it. So Allah Ta'ala explained that wali of Allah had one guna still on him. And we wanted to punish him for that one guna in the akhirah would have been very severe. So just by this one glass of water falling down, that little taklif he got, we made him off. And that the non-believer, he had one neki. The non-Muslims also do good deeds. They also help out poor people, animals, a lot of good things they do. And the sawabs are there, but the sawab is not in the akhirah. They get paid for it in this dunya. So he had still one neki. And for non-believers, people who die without iman, Allah keep all of us our iman intact. So for all those people, in the akhirah there is no reward. So I gave him his reward here. That fish he wanted, Allah is very fair and just. And for every person, Allah gives him what he had done, Allah gives it to him. So that was done for him. So yeah, in this world, whatever little difficulties we go through, little hardships we go through, we tolerate them. And we realize it is from Allah. And to build that, it has to be done before time. And for that, such condition, and no matter all of us, how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala that we have come here, and the programs that will take place, all the programs from Fajr, the Tafsir, and how much things we get to learn. And then the 11 o'clock program, after Zuhr program, after Asr, the Kitabs, the program, after Isha again, all the programs, all this is to groom us. And with that, hopefully, with these halat and conditions which come on everyone, if we can understand, and identify them, and we don't have to get too excited and too overworked about things, that no matter, there can be no loser. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say in his beautiful way that by Allah Ta'ala, a person is never a write-off. Your car can come in an accident, and it becomes like a sardine tin. Completely there is nothing left. The panel beater or the haram insurance people also will say that it's a write-off. But by Allah, a person who reaches the lowest ebb also, no matter how low, Allah Ta'ala is that jabbar, that alladhi yuslihu ahwal khalqihi, that Allah corrects the condition of his creation, even if it was the worst, that Allah corrects it bi quwwatihi al-qahira, Allah's absolute power, Allah changes that and makes that person, Allah shines him. And as the Hawash Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that cars, they get Japanese reconditioned. Japan reconditioned the car. You will be Allah reconditioned. If we have gone so low also, Allah will recondition us. And this is the time that we have freed ourselves. We have come for this 10 days of this, and the most valuable of the month of Ramadan. Whole month of Ramadan, as we have been trying to explain to ourselves, to all of us, that this is the most valuable period of the year. And that Allah has given it to us, and in this year, the first Ashara, which was of the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And those who were taking already from that Rahmat, by being obedient to Allah, what to say of them? Then the complete Maghfirat also. And when Rahmat is there already, what is the meaning of Maghfirat? More higher Allah is taken. And then right at the end, itqu min an-nar, to be set free from the fire of Jahannam. What a great, great thing. How merciful, how kind is Allah that He has given us this 9-10 days of this last Ashara, in which people are set free from the fire of Jahannam. Let us just take a little bit time, a little few moments, and think what is the adab of Jahannam. Like in this world, if we have to think of any torture camp, we read sometimes that how people are tortured, and if a person was destined for that, and then there is a way that he could get saved, he would give his everything. And what are the torture camps of all the torture camps of the world together, with the lightest punishment in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah in Jahannam? Yeah, Allah has given the Muslims permission that you become free from this. And Allah is setting people by huge numbers free. And now more and more Allah is setting free. So we also must beg Allah to make us from utaqai shahri Ramadan, those who are set free in the month of Ramadan. اللهم آتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا our parents, all of them, set us free from the fire of Jahannam. And the person, so this is that period Allah has brought. We haven't come off on our own. Allah has brought us. From where Allah Ta'ala chooses and He brings us here. Now when we have come here, Maulana Musa will explain a bit more our time here, etc., how to make it most profitable, that we don't waste any of our time. And wal asr, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, one whole surah, and such a surah that one of the shortest surahs in the Quran Sharif. And Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah Ali says that if no other ayat or surah was revealed, this one is enough for the guidance and salvation of mankind. And Allah Ta'ala has taken an oath of time. And there are a lot of details in that. That time is that great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which perhaps we just take it for granted. But Allah has created time. To create a thing like time, we can't really perceive it, we can't understand it, but Allah has created this time. And then this time, which is so valuable, the whole of time is valuable, every moment. May Allah make us understand the value of time. Then certain periods in the time are even more valuable. Wal Fajr, the time of Fajr. Wal Layalin Ashr, the ten days, nights of Zulhijjah. And then this month of Ramadan, the season of Hajj, the four Ashhur Hurum, and the season of Hajj, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, and 10 days of Zulhijjah. All these are so valuable, and amal in these times are so valuable. Places are so valuable. The Haram of Makkah, the Haram of Medina Sharif, and then like the time of Ihtikaf, the Masjid, all this becomes so valuable. Allah has given to us all this ready on the plate. And Alhamdulillah, there are so many of us here that we are used to. Every year we set for our Ihtikaf. So it's something which we are quite used to also. But now to take more advantage of it, to take full advantage, one Ramadan, perhaps Each one of us think, that Ramadan, when I was 10 years old, Ramadan came to me also. I also kept rosas. That Ramadan, when I was 15, 20 years old, and my Ramadan now. That time it was just keeping rosas. It's Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. It was just, and Eid is coming already from the beginning. Eid shopping, what clothes I'm going to wear, etc. All those things. And in those days, it wasn't even kurtas what I'm going to wear, which suit I'm going to wear, and a tie, which tie I'm going to wear. And now that I, alhamdulillah, sunnah dress, etc. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And now also, from that let us understand that where we have to reach to, from where we came to here, from here where we have to reach to is even further. And what the real value of Ramadan is today, alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl. Each one of us think, I've got some idea of what Ramadan is. I'm trying to spend it. There are namazes, there is i'tikaf, there is a masjid, there are these programs, etc. All that. Even now, how many people are still, there is no program where, wherever they are. There are still people who don't know, Muslim people who don't know it is Ramadan. Or if they know, well, it's Ramadan, what's the difference? And no namaz in their lives, no rosas in their lives, nothing in their lives. So, how much shukr? But where we have to reach when, for that, from time to time, our akabir and our elders, their life stories are read out to us. They knew what Ramadan was. And like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whole month of Ramadan, he didn't sleep. As we read in the kitab, he tied his lungi tight. And the explanation of that, he took no rest whatsoever. And how many other people following in there? So we also have to, Allah give us also tawfiq. So what halat and conditions come on us, we don't have to, today we are getting too overwhelmed and too overtaken. And for everything, Islam has given us the solution. It is for us to apply this. And also that usually the solution are very simple, inshallah, if Allah wishes. Over the few days, we'll discuss a few more aspects like this. And it really it is that the solution and the treatment is free of charge. And the time also it takes is not really any time and difficulty. And 100% guarantee. Only thing, we must apply it. We must bring it into our lives. Doctor gives you the best medicine, and you put it in a beautiful gold case. You make a nice case, and you put it in there, and your visitors who come, you say, it's just medicine I got. But you're not taking the medicine. What's the benefit? And the simple things which we think, are we taking those medicines? They are there, and they are free of charge, and they are available to all. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.